We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Dum-dums.
Yes.
Happy Monday, July 13th.
Monday the
13th. Oh, dude.
Ahoy, hoy.
Good morning. We must have been doing a contest over the weekend. Obviously, we were doing a contest. I know exactly what's going on at the station all the time, so.
Why? What's
because, I mean, it's.
What did he have him text saying?
It's everybody's. People were sending their email addresses.
Okay.
And I just love our generation of, like, we had to grow up but still have email addresses we made in 96.
And we didn't care to ever
change
them.
And we're like, nah, I'm not changing it.
Not changing
it. I'm 45 years old.
That's where my emails go.
My email goes to BonerDog75.
Sorry.
So if you don't like it.
Oh, why? What do you do? Well, I work for the nonprofit Christian organization.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, cool. Well, can I get your contact info? Yep. Big Boner Dude 69 at
HeavyNuts55 at Gmail. Just hit me up there. I love it. We're not changing it.
Nope.
We just all collectively decided we made our emails as teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somewhere along the road, I'll have a first.lastname@job.com.
Right.
But otherwise, my personal email is going to be heavyhanglows420@hotmail.com.
There's nothing I can do.
And that's just where I get my emails.
Yeah.
So,
sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm not making multiple emails.
Oh my God. How many emails do you need?
Good morning, everybody.
I got the one email.
Yeah.
It works just fine.
It's my GeoCities. It still works. Use it.
No, I have two emails because God forbid when they did our work email, couldn't just be like, I have one.
No, you got to have a work @job.com.
I have one.
No, but you need to make an @job.com
nah,
email.
Nah, but we need you to have this one. Why? Can it just go with all the rest of them?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Sugar has four email addresses? That's too many. That's too many email addresses.
I was trying to think of how to make it one for each hole.
But there's only...
If you want this...
Gross.
This one, or sugared, you email here. If you want this, the front sugared.
Mm-hmm.
You want the front butt sugared.
How was everyone's weekend? Good? Yes? No?
Pretty good.
I saw
Pretty
Weird good. Al on Friday. I'll talk about that. That was real fun.
Yeah, was it good? Good.
You were what, just doing cotton candy all weekend? Busy weekend?
It was just kind of prepping and relaxing, hanging out, wrapped up Debbie Doobie Dungeon.
Do you have two cotton candy events this week?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I have the first one that's like a little event, and then over the course of the week is when I have to make the about almost 200 tubs of it.
He's a busy cotton candy boy, this entrepreneur over here. You know how it goes.
At least it's not bad. I don't mind. You just shut the brain off, and tubs aren't too bad. You just got to watch how you get it all in there.
So, Coco's busy this week. What are you guys up to? Get ready. It's going to be...
We're done.
It's going to be real hot. It's going to be a hot week, guys. Today, not so bad. High of 87.
Yeah. Right, no, mind. I think it's just all week.
Tomorrow's like almost 100 degrees, hot and humid.
Yep.
So you can always find us. You know where to find us. Twitch.tv/theshow, theshow.fm, or heavyhanglows625.
Yep.
At yahoo.com, bud.
Perfect.
Let's
Perfect.
Go. The Napa Auto Parts Syracuse Nationals kick off this week, friends. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The largest car show in the Northeast. Over 7,000 vehicles and 250 vendors. We supposedly have Badger in this morning about 7:30. Tell you all the stuff to plan for.
Okay.
This week at the Nationals.
Did you see his whip, bro?
It's sick.
Unreal.
He's got a sick ride.
He's got a 1990s Matchbox truck.
He really does, and it's sick. And I've always wanted a cool car. Not that I have anywhere to put a cool car or the money to buy a cool car. But my fear, and this is what I think about all the time, is then somebody asking me about my cool car. Like, I see guys with, like, cool trucks and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd want to drive it around, but then someone's going to be like,
well, what about the blah, 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 blah? I don't know,
well,
motors.
I think if once, maybe not the motors and I stuff, don't know, motors. But once you get one of those, you probably would learn a little bit about it. You got to nerd out a little bit about it, you know what I mean?
It's a flashback to when I was wearing just my Chicago Bulls hat around and some guy wanted to talk to me about the Chicago Bulls and I didn't.
What year? What era are we talking?
It was just the, I have a hat.
Yeah.
Just because I love the 90s Bulls, but I love four players on the Chicago Bulls. I didn't really follow their history or their team.
So it was
the
like
team.
The 2000s, and someone was like, what'd you think about
it? No, it was like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Because I just like the Bulls.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant. And then, yep. I mean, Rodman was fun.
Yeah.
Who else did I have in the 90s that I liked?
I liked all of their weird,
I
like
the triple threat.
Like the little point guard guys.
Yeah.
Like Steve Kerr.
Yeah, so I just
John
have a
Paxton.
Bulls hat because I'm a fan. And I also have a Charlotte Hornets hat because I liked the Charlotte Hornets in the 90s.
Yep.
But I had this hat on, and some guy starts talking to me about the current Bulls, and I go, sir, whoa!
They always just seem to get right there, and then they kind of trade away a couple emerging stars thinking that it's going to help them in the long run mm-hmm. with some draft picks, and it just never does. They're a weird team. And then with that injury to... what's his nuts there? I'm blanking, but the point guard that they had for a few, Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
If he didn't get injured, they would have won another championship.
Yeah.
They absolutely would have won another championship.
That's my fear when it comes to classic cars, is if I had a classic of cars, I'm going to have a Bulls experience where someone's like, oh, yeah, that a small block, blah, 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 blah. And I go, hey.
Well,
I just like color and I like wheels.
Well, I mean, I explain this.
I like
then.
Color and I like wheels.
How is it that you have triples of
I
these
got triples
classic
of all
cars?
Of them.
And then your wife, you had...
I had her as a... She was a poster on my wall and she asked me to marry her, yeah.
Anything like that.
Yeah. Well, speaking of sports, there's no NBA happening right now, but there's...
Well...
Plenty of what?
There's Summer League stuff.
Is there? All right, well, I'm not watching Summer League stuff. Great World Cup games over the weekend, bro.
This has been one of the best World Cups, man.
Unbelievable
Insane.
World Cup games over the weekend.
Just nuts. That Norway-England game was unreal. Argentina and Swiss got Swiss missed.
Did that ball really hit the cables that was holding the camera? Did you see that drama?
Oh, I must have missed.
There's controversy because one of the goal, like there was a goal kick and the goalie just booted it.
Yeah.
But this is the first time FIFA's allowed those spider cams,
yeah.
You know, like that like NFL uses.
Mm.
And people are pissed because it looks like the ball hit the cable.
Oh,
not that it mattered.
But it could have redirected it back
down. It kind of redirected the ball and they scored off that.
Okay. I mean, it's if you're allowed to kind of use your surroundings a little bit, you know, if they don't call it with other things, and they're probably not going to call it with that.
So Friday, Spain beat Belgium.
Yep.
Great game.
Oh, yep. That was another really good one.
England over Norway. I did see Holland. Is that his name? Did I say Holland?
Yeah, he was just exhausted.
He was exhausted. They had to pull him out.
Yep.
They go into extra time.
Yep.
And they're like, all right, try it for 15 minutes. And they're like, all right,
no,
grab a seat.
Yep, sorry.
England pulled that one out over Norway, but Holland stayed and like took photos for hours afterwards.
Oh, did he?
I think that probably helps with the loss, too. You're like, all right, I lost, but the fans are here.
He did more for U.S. soccer than... Pulisic did.
Did he? Why is that?
I don't know. You saw more people around just rooting for him in general than Christian Pulisic, who was supposed to be, again, our soccer savior.
People loved it. And then Argentina over Switzerland Saturday night.
Yep.
Tomorrow we got France-Spain, and then England-Argentina, and then Saturday's...
And then that's it, Saturday.
Third place playoff. Sunday is the big match. On the pitch.
Those are going to be insane. I'll have to watch it later, though, because I'll have to record. That's right when I'm getting going tomorrow.
And then throw all that in with the All-Star break.
Oh, yeah.
We got the Home Run Derby tonight.
Yep. Oh, I like the Home Run Derby.
So much.
They did the, like, American League, National League for the up-and-coming All-Stars
yesterday. Did they do
yesterday.
That? When is the All-Star game?
Tuesday night.
All right. So Home Run Derby's tonight.
And
do they do other stuff today, or just Home Run Derby?
No. They... If you're wherever it is, I'm sure there's things, but no, they don't ever do. I don't know what else, I was wondering that myself. What else could they do? You can't do too much as far as like skills
competition.
Like, I mean, I would kind of watch how far.
Bunting, we're the kids, we're bunting.
They lay it down.
We're the bunting drills.
I would like to see maybe how far some of those guys could throw a ball.
Yeah, throw it. Best throw. Right.
Or like run around the bases the fastest.
Fastest runner.
Then the second someone tweaks a hammy.
Oh, yeah, you're
gone.
Right. Gone.
Never doing that ever again.
Never, ever again.
That's so, gone forever.
Lots of sports activities happening. I have a not a weird statement, but something I think that doesn't get enough attention.
Okay.
We need to invest in more Undertakers. Or...
Yes!
Because I'm going to tell you a story here that is weird. And recently, without giving too much information away... I experienced something similar.
Like more people to dig the holes for the graves?
No, the mortuary people, like the coroners, if you will. Because like, here's what's happening.
Okay.
Somebody passes away.
Yeah.
And they just have to lie there until the coroner shows up.
Mm.
And it takes hours for a coroner to show up.
Mm.
And we got to fix that as a society, whether we got to invest more money in educating more coroners, because nothing upsets me more than a lot of things upset me, but it upsets me so much that a family is having the worst moment ever, and they just got to wait for someone to show up to get their loved one out of there.
Yeah, I don't know any of the rules.
All I know, and I've experienced this a few times recently, where I've heard stories about this or I've witnessed it, where it's somebody passes away and nobody can do anything but the coroner for some reason. So this body has to lay there until the coroner gets there. There's only like each town's probably got like
for
one.
The county or who knows.
This is why I'm saying we need to invest in more coroners. I know that's a weird statement to say.
Okay.
But that is a horrific moment for whatever family that is.
You're hearing it here first.
And they got to wait till Jeff can get to the van and come pick up the body?
He was eating lunch.
Yeah, like, what are we doing?
Can I finish my chicken sandwich?
That needs to be a priority. Or we need to file the paperwork that would allow whatever ambulance drivers or medics to just pack up the body and transport it somewhere.
Yeah.
So this poor family doesn't need to sit around while a corpse is sitting there. And I bring all this up.
Okay.
Because it happened at a grocery store out in California.
Oh.
Where I don't know what Vons is. I guess it's a West Coast grocery store. Person passes away in the bakery aisle and just laid there for 4 hours waiting for the coroner to show up.
Wow. I'd imagine out there it's...
Now, probably. Los Angeles is different. It's a massive, major city, obviously.
Probably busy, but yeah, I don't...
But even there,
I wish
invest in coroners.
I wish I knew, like, the average time of that. You know what I mean? I don't know enough. Because I don't think Frank was laying there that long. I don't really remember. So, you know what I mean? I don't have anything to go by, but I wonder how long people usually lay there.
Coroner is an elected position. Some counties use medical examiners that can take an hour and a half to get there.
Oh,
it takes longer than an hour and a half.
And like, what do they have to do? Like you know the shipping show?
Yeah.
Where they're like, here's a 1,000-pound thing you have to ship from here to here. And then they all bid on it? Is it like that?
No, I think it's just an understaffed situation. We have one person to show up.
Mm.
And if Jeff with the van can't get there for 4 hours, you're just sitting there with your poor loved one.
Our K-Rock truck's got the back
you're
part.
You're doing freelance?
If you want, you can huck your loved one in the back there. We can drive it to wherever it's got to be.
Now, here's why this is effed up. They didn't close the grocery store. Los Angeles grocery store.
Right, well, you got to close it.
You got to close it.
Yeah, that's not cool.
The grocery store remained open for hours after a customer died in the bakery aisle on July 5th.
You also don't know what they died from. You can't just speculate and be like, nah, they're old. Heart attack.
An employee at the grocery store performed CPR before the customer was pronounced dead. The Los Angeles Fire Department confirmed responding to a cardiac arrest just after 7 p.m., the deceased customer's family waited for 4 hours inside the store until a mortuary arrived. They contacted Albertson's Labor Relations Department and then received no info. But okay.
That's crazy. You gotta close the store.
It says they... What did they do? Oh, they barricaded the body using shopping carts and umbrellas.
Oh, good, good, good. Oh, good. As long as they put shopping carts and umbrellas around her. That's not...
We gotta do something about coroners and mortuary people. We need a faster response time than this.
Gotta be something better than
that. I know that we're not in Los Angeles, but I've...
Jeez.
My personal experience, even locally in Oswego County, knows that it takes 4 hours for someone to show up.
Or out there, who knows? That might even be a, well, how much are we talking here?
Yeah.
You just gotta go see if they're dead. Well, again, how much is it worth the
and
time?
And it's like, do you tell the customers? I don't want to find out there's a dead body in the store just because I stumbled across the dead body. Like, put someone by the door being like, hey, just so you know, we have an incident. If you want to come in the grocery store, we're open. Just don't go to the bakery aisle.
Right? No.
Like, let me know. You got to let me know.
Because you didn't even make it all the way through that, because that's how asinine it is. You just let...
Yeah.
Like, come in if you want. There is a dead lady over there.
Yeah.
Like, close the doors.
Capitalism is beautiful.
But, you see, that's what we joke about all the time, where you could get into a car accident in the morning on your way, and your boss at a grocery store would still be like, well, I mean, are you... So how late are you going to be, though?
Your car only flipped. You're fine, right?
My car's totaled. Okay, well then, like, can I come get you?
Like, because Fuzz is right in chat. One customer will still cause a stink. Like, what do you, like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
If you leave the store open, you're going to get pressed like this. Or they're like, yeah, these horrific humans.
I don't care. You got to close it.
You got to close it.
Yeah.
But you know, as a former grocery engineer, there's going to be... Couple of old timers. Well, I can't get my bread.
For how long?
How long is this closed?
Until
we remove the body, sir.
There's a deceased person.
Now scoot them into the cooler, let it grow.
Well, why are they out on the floor? Because we're not going to move the body.
We're not going to move a body. We're waiting on the corner.
Ah.
That's not even the aisle I need to go to. I've got to get cat food and I'll be...
Just forget
Can
it.
You go get me the cat food? No, I can't. We're dealing with a deceased person.
Nah, this is messed up.
Go to another store.
This is messed up. I can't believe what you're treating me.
Can't believe this.
Rah.
So that's my hot take. We need to invest in more coroners and also close the grocery store if something dies.
Yeah.
Syracuse Nationals week. Napa Auto Parts Syracuse Nationals kicks off Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're getting out of work Thursday looking for something to do Thursday at We Chalkin' Taps.
That's good.
Thursday, 5 o'clock after 5. Just $5 to get in the Syracuse Nationals. So, a little way to save some money there, Coco. Plus, I got the arcade and all your favorite national stuff. We will talk to Badger coming up in a little bit about the Nationals.
I saw him.
You can be drunk on the party bus.
Okay.
But you can't be drunk driving the party bus. That's where they get you.
Caveat.
Party bus in North Carolina ran into 3 vehicles.
Oop.
Early Saturday morning, so Friday night into Saturday morning.
Okay.
Driver, 58-year-old man.
They don't like that.
Gary Kearse said he'd been driving under the influence and might not have a license anymore. I can't do that. I don't know. I couldn't do that. He told the police, I'm under the influence and my license has been revoked.
Yeah. Well, that way, how are you going to charge him? He ain't even got no license. Loophole. Sorry.
Did he think it was that trick where you're like, if you're fully honest with me, we can let you go?
If you tell me the truth,
I'd rather you tell me the truth.
I'm not going to be mad.
Party bus in North Carolina flew out of control and ran into 3 vehicles before crashing into a house.
Yeah.
Driver said he was under the influence and was driving with a revoked license. Thankfully, nobody was hurt.
People don't like it when you crash into their house.
They really do not like
that.
He's facing a bunch of charges. DUI, reckless driving, 2 counts of injury to real property, felony injury to utility wires. And also, he said, I knew I shouldn't have been driving.
Wow, though. That's like life-changing stuff.
What?
All of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's just crazy. That guy, he's just going to go to jail for a while, right? You got him. You got him. Straight to jail.
Well, this is his second DUI in a couple months. He got one back in April. Just 2 weeks ago, he got another one.
So 3 this year?
Much like they should have to tell you if there's a dead body in the grocery store, your party bus rental should probably tell you if the driver's got multiple DUIs, right?
Or did they not even look it up?
Maybe not even looked it up.
Probably didn't even care. They were like, that's somebody's buddy.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got that. I'll drive that.
All right, what is it? The party bus?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll drive that.
You need me to come in? I can drive.
I'll do it.
I can drive. Can you come to work? I can come to work, yeah.
That was it.
Even though I am hammered.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Ah, how we doing, everybody? It's going to be a hot one this week. Stay hydrated.
Yep.
Aggressively hydrate like Coco does here on the show. And of course, if you can stay indoors, stay indoors.
Yeah, today shouldn't be too bad. And of all the days, Monday is usually if you want to get to like a beach or something.
Nice day for a beach.
There's not going to be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, kids are off school and stuff, but it's usually one of the lesser days.
Well, these fellows over at Megaton Games, they got a lot of people paying attention to their bird thaw event now.
I'm nervous for them.
I'm nervous for them because now you got the virality you wanted. And people are going to show up to this bird thaw event on, is it Saturday, I think, the 17th?
Uh-huh.
It better be a pretty cool event. I don't know how you make it a cool event.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I don't know if it can just be a little fake bird in Ice Cube anymore, whatever you were going
to
do.
Is there some, I don't know enough about all those gaming worlds to know if that's like some reference to something. Is there something coming out?
No, what I mean? My guess, as somebody who's been in nerdy video game culture for a real long time, this is some deep nerdy internet thing that they made a silly poster about to be nonsensical, and now it's on the morning news on TV Friday at 4 they're doing it. All right.
Okay.
So now you got a lot of attention on this event, and I don't know how you're going to live up to it.
I don't know. Because, yeah, anything short of thawing a real bird and having to be like, away.
Like, I better see a big bird, like Sesame Street big bird thawed in a block of ice at this point.
It's like an Encino Man thing, and it just comes shaking out of the ice.
So you got your virality, Megaton Games, and I hope I wish you much success.
Yeah, I hope
you
it
just
works.
Have now Hell set yeah. a bar that people yeah, really yeah, yeah. are excited about.
Yeah, because again, if it's just like a little fake bird in a block of ice that people wait around all day, and then at whatever time, oh, look, it's crumbling out.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're doing it at a certain time, that must mean there's a plan.
Well, another viral event that's getting attention right now is happening on August 1st out in Western New York near Buffalo. According to Power 93.7 WBLK. Hold on, I feel like...
Power.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be said like that. Hold on.
Yeah, that's not a...
Two.
Yep.
Power. No, hold on.
I do like the robot voice, though. Yeah, it's like, you are listening to...
You are listening to...
Power.
Whoa.
Power.
I just like going through the voices.
Power 93.7 WBLK.
All right, there we go. That's how it's supposed to be said.
That's way too...
What?
I just saw your voice went, I want to... Okay, do it
again. I hope you're talking, then I come down here. I can do this.
I can do this if you want.
I can come down here if you want. Power 93.7 WBLK.
According to Power 93.7 WBLK,
that is good.
There will be 10 to 13 miles of naked bike riding coming up on August 1st.
No, it's not. You don't really want to be behind any fella at all, especially when he starts to maybe do that stand-up thing a little and start to pedal.
Yeah, he's going
to
have real sweaty hang-low balls.
And they're just going to be flopping in your face.
Now,
miles.
I like that it's just a classic hippy-dippy protest. Like,
Oh, it's not
it's a protest about oil and gas. I like that.
Okay, so they're just
talking old school hippy dippy protests.
No, I'd be way too nervous.
The organizers state the nudity of participating cyclists represents the vulnerability of riders on the road. All right, it's a lot of deep hippy dippy stuff. Yeah. I like it.
I don't think I've ever ridden a bike with a boner, so I don't know if there's going to be like a harder way of going about that.
New York state law allows residents to be topless.
Mm-hmm.
Cyclists are advised that total nudity during the protest could get charges of indecent exposure.
Keep your peens and vagines hidden.
Yeah.
Because again, yeah, they're right. Anywhere that I can take out my hoodies.
Ladies, you can be topless.
You can take out your hoodies.
I don't have any more information on that. You'll need to tune into POW 93.7 for more information, I guess, as they had the article.
Okay.
But as we were saying in chat here before, nothing I want to see. As much as I like a nice naked lady, it's going to be really contrasted by fellas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And their balls.
Yep.
Swinging around in the heat.
Or just their little hairy little bird's nests as they're sitting on their bike, but just, you know what I mean? Like, because if they're going to be sitting there, if their schweins are out, because remember, you got to be careful.
No indecent exposure.
But yeah, that's not really, then it's just all ladies taking their hoodies out.
I know.
Dude's got to do something, so at least take one ball out.
Listen, I want you to jump into twitch.tv, so hold on.
Twitch.tv/the show.
Twitch.tv/the show. Because right now, we are going to give away a pair of Five Finger Death Punch tickets. All you're going to have to do is make a vote. All you got to do is pick one. Now, hold on a second. I should have had all this queued up. I was too focused on my stupid voice thing.
Yeah, but it was worth it.
Did I do?
Because that's exactly how they say it, 100%. What's their lineup? What do they got? What do they got on there? Right. Oh, whoa.
What do you see?
They got the Steve Harvey Morning Show going over there.
On Power?
Yeah.
Power! 93.7 BLK.
Yeah, girl, come and get her.
Where's my thing here?
He says know where his thing is.
All right. There.
There's a lot of people on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I know, there's a lot of national morning shows with a ton of people on it.
There's five people on it.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., you'll hear more Five Finger Death Punch, and you will get to choose what song we play. Just jump in our Twitch chat, twitch.tv/the show. It's happening in Twitch. And then you could win just by chatting, just like Lane the Main did.
Look at that.
Congrats to Lane. He was our first winner of the tickets.
And he's going to bring his grandma.
He's going to, that's a perfect show to bring your grandma.
Yup.
Grandma, we're going to go to Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, they slap.
Oh, I am feeling a little bit off today. Come on, Grandma, get in the car.
Hold on, I got to get my camos.
Playing this song for a reason, as the most Googled word of the year, love.
There is no definition.
There isn't. You and I are the visualization of love. This show.
That's the whole point of love.
Gaslighting. Number one is love.
That was a long definition for love. I don't know if they can fit that into the Webster's dictionary there, but she's still going.
She got a lot to say.
That's a lot for the dictionary. They're going to have to cut out a ton of words.
A new analysis.
The DJ always ruins it. Always jumps in there before he needs to. Yo, power.
You laugh. They'll probably make it a country station, not R&B. Don't worry about that. This will be country 100.9.
Yeah.
A new analysis, tracked Google search data from January through up to last week.
Okay.
To rank the most searched word definitions in the U.S. so far. Number two was gaslighting.
No, it's not.
It's not, though. I don't know what you guys saw, but that's not. It wasn't.
It's not, but okay.
It wasn't. I actually saw a different list, but okay.
But that's the list you...
Fine, if that's the list you saw, if that's the list you saw, number one is love. And I don't know...
Lurb.
What is love? Is the Google. What is love?
What is love?
And I don't... Hadaway. Hadaway's on the computer, kids.
Google.
Put it up. So I don't know, and then I can give you the rest of the list, but it's just gonna, it's maybe best if we don't.
Why?
Fascism.
Oh.
Narcissists. Democracy.
How about just lurb?
How about just lurb?
Yep.
Empathy made the list. I think a lot of you need to Google.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that probably should.
I think there's a lot of people who have no effing clue what empathy is. So maybe just look a little bit into it.
Just a little bit.
Integrity made the list.
Integrity. Integrity.
Hey.
You better have some integrity in your life.
Integrity. Metaphor.
Metaphor?
The metaphor. The people look at the definition of metaphor.
We're using. Oh, okay. Okay.
Culture?
Culture. Like for live cultures? For yogurts?
For my tonsils?
Yep.
When they get a culture for my tonsils and then they put it in the little dish? Remember that? You ever had that? Where they put the thing in your throat?
I don't know.
Oh, it was the worst. But then now I don't have tonsils anymore.
Oh,
but when I was a kid, they used to like, you'd go to the doctor. They probably got a better test for that now.
Than just stabbing you with something?
Yeah. And I have the worst gag reflex. I couldn't perform oral if I wanted to.
I think I have my tonsils.
Do you?
Yes. I don't ever remember that, like, hey, you're going to go for a little surgery.
Your adenoids?
Then you get ice creams after. No, I think
you
they're still
in
there.
You would definitely remember, you of all people would remember a prescription for ice cream.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think they're still in there
your
somewhere.
Your tonsils and adenoids?
Yep.
No, they used to take that little stick, like the long Q-tip that we started to see for COVID, how it was going up our nose. Used to go back in the back of our throats, and then they put it on a little dish, and they'd say, all right, we're going to give you a call if we get tonsillitis.
No, I never had that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I has them. Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Coco.
Power.
Has his tonsils.
Team tonsil.
Syracuse Nationals week. We'll talk to Badger here in a few minutes. That's the cars. That's showing up. They're already here. Happy National Frank and Beans Day. Beans and Frank's Day. Frank and Beans.
Nope.
You don't like anything involved in that, do you?
I like beans. I'm a baked beans guy, but I do not like the hot dogs in there with the baked beans.
No, you don't like the dogs.
No.
You do
no.
any good cooking this weekend?
What? No, I did a lot of leftovers and stuff just because it was either hot or I just didn't feel like
going
it.
On.
Yep. Yeah. Was mostly leftovers turning into things.
Saturday we
grazing.
Did some steaks and salt potatoes.
Ooh.
Corn's coming up now. You're getting corn.
You start to see some corns here and there. Oom rapa boom rapa peep up.
Today is National Frankenbeans Day. Although I see it both ways, and maybe it's a northern thing that we say Franks. Do we say Frankenbeans?
I don't know what it says on the can. I wonder what it says on the can.
It's different, and I'm having like a Mandela effect thing right now.
It probably just says like baked beans with. Cut up hot dogs in there. I bet on the can it doesn't ever say Frank and Beans.
Beans and Franks.
Unless there's like a
or
very
Frank and Beans.
specific version, like, you know, like SpaghettiOs.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like that.
I don't say either because it's gross.
Franks and Beans.
No, it's just like the ultimate campfire combo. Like, I don't know, we got hot dogs, cut them up, put them in there.
Yep.
Cut them in.
Just set it on the fire and get yourself some beans and some little cut-up wieners.
Pork and beans. Beans and Franks. Beans and wieners is another option.
You know what's also gross is when you get that chunk of whatever meat that's like seasoning the stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the fat, like the gelatinous fat that's sitting in that can.
Yeah.
At the bottom side.
Yeah, sometimes big beans ain't.
It ain't for everybody.
Yeah, no.
It is Napa Auto Parts Syracuse Nationals Week. Badger's in the studio. What's up, Badger?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
So we're going to Thursday this year, Thursday through Saturday. And I've been explaining kind of on the air why this has happened. By Saturday dinner time, people started rolling out. Sunday's a whole different experience. Why not move it to the days people want to be there, right?
Listen, people vote with their presence, right?
Sure,
you know, so like we know if people are leaving, you know, Not that they're not interested, but they want to get back home. We got a lot of people that come from Canada.
Yeah.
I was just telling the guys over at TK, this is the largest car show in the Northeast. It's not just a catchy slogan, right? No. It really is the largest car show in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. People are coming from everywhere, right? Last year we had people from Washington State. I think somebody won the long distance award from Washington State.
Wow. So like,
all these people who come to us then have to leave us and get back to where they came from, you know? So we think it only makes sense to open the show on Thursday. Well, you know, everybody's already here. The participants are already here. The campers are already here.
Yeah.
Everybody's ready to go. Let's get those gates open on Thursday and give everybody Sunday, you know, the day to
So are we opening at the same time on Thursday? Is it bright and early?
Bright and early. It all depends on when that last bumper touches State Fair Boulevard. So per the rules of the fair and per our contract, we can stack vehicles all the way up, you know, in a snake motion, and you stack them up as many as we can overnight. They start lining up at 10, 11, 12 at night. As soon as the last bumper touches State Fair Boulevard, we are not allowed to block traffic on State Fair Boulevard.
Okay.
So as soon as that last car touches State Fair Boulevard, we get a call on the radio, open the gates. We got to send them. So it all depends on how fast people come in. It's usually 5, 5:30, 6 a.m. And, you know, and we're ripping, man.
So let's talk about Thursday specifically, because after 5 o'clock, we're doing a special deal, right? Arcade's playing. Tell me about that.
$5 after 5.
That's awesome.
Horsepower after hours. So what's cool about this is we also take into consideration that most local people are working on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
So why shut the show down at 6 o'clock when everyone's just getting out of work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
$5 after 5, work all day, come enjoy the show at night. We got the arcade playing 7:30 to 9. We got lowrider exhibit with three-wheel motion and bouncing cars, and we got Stereo Wars, and we got Modern Muscle Cars on the dyno with Mobile Dyno Masters. Mm-hmm. We got Flamethrower Finale, car shooting flames out of the back. It's going to be wild, right? You know, the only thing we're missing is Ringling Brothers at this point.
Yeah.
Thursday night. But we're going to shoot Cody out of a cannon.
Oh, yep, good.
Yep. Uh-huh. Saw that. No,
we're talking, no.
Into that pond.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. This will get them.
Yeah.
We're talking to BadgerSyracuseNationals.com for all the information. Lowrider experience, I know that's a big focus of yours. Is that bigger this year? What are we going to see this year?
It's bigger this year. We probably had an increase of 20, 30 participants.
Wow.
You know, really nice. Filled that building up, which is huge, man. This is Central New York. This is Syracuse. You know, we don't have that here. You know, and if we do, I've missed it.
Yeah.
But to get a collection of car clubs and these cars and these rides coming from all over the East Coast, all these different car clubs showing us support. You know, some of them missed it last year because they weren't sure about it.
Yeah.
They saw pictures, they saw videos, their friends told them about it, and they're like, we're not missing it this year. So they're all in this year. So we got a full show. We got Georgia coming.
Yeah.
Who's a huge influencer in the lowrider game.
She'll be out
right
with us Friday. That'll be awesome.
She'll be here Friday. So it's just going to be awesome, man. It's tattooing still happening.
Great.
The guys from Timeless Tattoo are going to be there. Todd and a couple other guys.
Yeah, Todd's car was awesome last year.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
All right. SyracuseNationals.com. It kicks off Thursday. We'll be talking all week long about the Nationals. I'm sure you got work to do. Sick truck, dude. That came out nice.
That's crazy.
People are commenting on your truck in here.
It's crazy.
What is that? What year is that?
It's an 01. It just made the cutoff for the Nationals. It's a classic.
Yes,
it's a 25-year car.
I was explaining to Cody that I would love to have a car like that. I would just be afraid someone's going to ask me questions about it that I don't know. I don't know about motors and the stuff. I don't know any of that.
It's neon.
Yeah,
though.
I like the color.
Yeah. Sick, the lights blink.
Yeah.
Right.
Sick,
no, it's great. I'm thankful to have it. In a world, I'm sure everyone knows, in a world that like feels like you're constantly taking losses, it feels like a huge win to have something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Right.
It's
absolutely.
So hard out there, man, for everybody. So
it
like
is.
To have something special, it's
so
just
cool
like
that.
It just feels,
right on,
feels
man.
Good.
You deserve it too. So that's good.
.com. Badger's got a lot of work to do, brother.
Yeah.
Gotta go. Get the show on demand wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Search for K-Rock the Show or head to theshow.fm for all of our links, Cody. Now, normally, sausage links, sausage patties.
Okay.
Normally, I take the side of the animal in these confrontations, but this bison was kind of being a dick. Now, I get it. We're at Yellowstone. It's your house. We're kind of in your house.
Yeah, they just.
But these people all kept a safe distance. Nobody was being stupid.
No, it just kind of looks like it. That everybody was too close because of where the bison was, and there's nothing you can do. You just have to be prepared that if you are going to get not they were close, but if you're going to get close enough to take pictures,
that's too close.
No, I don't know if that was too close, but like you better be able to run. This ain't a damn zoo.
Yeah.
There's no fence between you and it. So
if you
want to
see
careful.
This, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, it's poor. A poor man was tossed 8 feet in the air.
Dude, I can't help but laugh.
It's, I mean,
I feel so bad.
He's fine, but he's injured.
It's like a cartoon.
It's a cartoon how easily this bison tossed a full grown man.
Yeah.
No, it was not Joe Bison. It was another bison.
I'm more docile than that. I don't even think I'm in a field.
Oh, okay. So if you want to jump in twitch.tv/the show or just go to theshow.fm, I'll show you the clip. Hey, he does get tossed.
They're all too close because of where it is. Like, other videos of it, they're right in the middle of everything. Mm-hmm. But you just gotta be ready to dive into that picnic.
The best example I have is when we were all in Tennessee with the family and we all wanted to see bears. And we came around this turn, we were all in the van and we saw bears.
Yep.
We saw a bear. We all got out and we're like, oh, let's take photos of the bear. And then you saw cubs behind the bear and we go, back in the car. In the car. And we were the minority.
Yeah.
Other people were like, well, I'm gonna get closer. I'm like, okay, woman.
It's nuts.
This poor guy tried to hide behind trees.
He was doing good. I don't know why he decided he needed to do the full loop that last time. Bro, weave in and out. Weave in and out.
Bob
weave
and
in
weave,
and out.
Bob and weave.
Serpentine, bro.
This was the terrifying scene at Yellowstone National Park. A bison charging toward a man and a young person.
Seven-year-old boy doing this?
Moments before, the two taking photos at a distance as it lays down. When the animal gets up and bolts in their direction. They tried
to... what I think happens is I think that truck...
was that the truck that he gets pissed at?
If you're just listening, I'll describe it. Huge bison. Like, as much as I don't know how big elephants are, I have no idea how big a bison is. These things are huge. It's laying in the grass...
Looks like on the thing, like I'm not running
away
from
it. Oh, yeah, now you're running away from it. The thing is laying in the grass, kicking up dust. This poor grandfather and what looks like his grandchild, which is traumatic for this poor kid.
Yeah, that kid's going to remember
that.
Are
at least 100 yards away, taking photos on their phone. In between them, some dude in a pickup truck rolls by. I think that pissed off the bison.
The bison didn't like the truck.
It went to charge the truck. Truck was gone by then, so this guy unfortunately got the
running
wrath.
Running hide as the bison chases the man
like,
around
good
the tree.
He's like, good there. Like, dude, you're good. One.
And then the bison slams into that man with
like cut in the middle,
force,
cut in the middle, cut in the middle.
Feet into Whoa! The air.
Oh, my God.
It was like watching a bulldozer move out at 45 miles an hour.
Photographer Mike McLeod recorded that video, but stopped and ran to help.
And when you approach this man, how is he?
He was in a lot of pain. He was conscious, I think, the entire time.
The National Park Service confirming a 65-year-old man was injured by a bison and taken to the hospital. McLeod says he's in touch with the man's family.
It sounds like he has a broken leg in several places.
Oof.
The doctor said that he probably would recover, but it's going to be a long recovery.
The man's family telling NBC News he underwent surgery and remains at the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
This incident, the second Whoa! In just 2 months at the park. In June, a 12-year-old was also hurt by a bison. The National Park Service says people should always stay more than 25 yards away from them.
They were!
And to run away if one charges.
And they did!
Look out, bison! Look out!
Like, all those people are closer.
A frightening incident at one of America's most iconic parks.
Like, all those
Camila
people
Bernal,
were closer.
NBC News.
This poor guy yeeted.
Suing the bison.
Yeah, I'm suing that bison.
I'm
like,
presenting it with papers.
What are you supposed to do? Do I jump in someone's car? I mean, I guess I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you just gotta hope you have a better escape plan than the trees.
Should you carry bear mace?
I feel like you might get in trouble if you bear mace one.
Really?
I don't know.
If a bison's charging me?
I don't know. That just sucks that you could, because from those last couple angles, you can see that everybody else is way closer.
Yeah.
This thing's like hanging out in the little camping village that everyone's got.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like laying there.
And then they didn't really cover what happened after the fact. Like, the bison eats this guy.
Did it just chill?
Did it leave?
It was like, I'm good here now. This is my spot.
I made my point. I'm out of here.
And just kind of shuffled away.
I get it. We're in their home, but still, like, come on now. We're making bison burgers now, right, Joe?
Cheese on mine.
Be listening at 7 a.m. all this week for your chance at 5-finger death punch tickets. And next week, we have some games planned, but let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Starting with today.
Better listen. I think it's fruit punch.
You remember last week we had that bougie bitch who was disgusted by our Topps grocery store or whatever?
Yeah.
I believe that in reality she shops at this place called Irwan, which is a luxury grocery store.
Well.
In some major cities.
Yeah.
And Irwan, I'm literally jinging, is now offering cups of water for $12.
Oh, that's a nice little refresher.
Now, we like to bust on Wegmans for when they put, like, slice of watermelon in water, $6.
Yeah.
This is, I guess, maybe a little step up but from that.
Thanks. But not, like, that's, they're not $12 either.
They're calling it sacred water.
Oh, God.
It's water.
From what?
With ice.
From what?
That has organic jasmine tea and botanical extracts.
Oh, God, no, it doesn't. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And you just can sip that as you walk around and buy your
You can sip a $12 cup of water.
That's crazy.
Now, the ingredients, this is, so they're saying it's water, but like Lucky is saying, if you're adding things, maybe it's not water.
It's vitamins.
I don't care what you're adding. It's not worth $12.
It's got vitamins in it.
It's coconut water with jasmine tea, raw honey, holy basil, green cardamom, and white grape juice with coconut milk.
Holy basil! All right. I like that because I like that. It's like the hotel waters I like. Where you put a bunch of stuff into that little spigot thing that I do in the summertime. Well, I should do that again.
You should do that.
I haven't done that again. Right. That thing's awesome. You just go, get yourself a little fancy drink.
Now, what I'm not understanding is maybe I'm just too poor to understand this.
But usually my whole thing costs me $12 and it does a giant ass thing.
Yes, it does. I'm too poor to know what the shower brand Jolie is. Jolie is a $170 shower head that improves your shower filtration. So they're filtering their tap water for their sacred water through a Jolie shower head?
Okay.
I think I'm just too poor to understand this story.
And I bet rich housewives know a lot of things about good shower heads.
Yeah.
For their pleasurings of themselves.
I can't have just a regular poor shower head. I need my water filtered.
Ew.
Literally shaking. It's literally a simulation.
I have to go back and get more vegetables.
What do you put in your water? Do you do a cucumber?
Depends on what I'm feeling. A little cucumber. Depends on what stuff, like the price points of some things are. But if I have my druthers.
Oh, thank you.
I'll get like a lime or no, a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of those little like fancy little plant things like a mint or something.
Oh, and you just let it.
Yep. Some watermelon.
Soup simmer.
And then you just chop it all up or whatever and put it all in there and just leave it. Stir it all up for a few hours.
I made a batch of sweet tea this weekend. I made one all year.
I made a little sweet tea.
I made a good batch of sweet tea. It's not very complicated. But it is good.
But it is good.
Good beverage.
Yeah, it's just, I like summertime bevies.
Good summertime hydration. Yep. You're going to need it.
Got to say, oh, man.
Guys, you're going to need it this week.
For tomorrow, you got to do it today or else you're going to be so pissed off at yourself tomorrow.
If you're just used to slamming energy drinks and coffee, do your boys a favor. Get some water. Listen to that. That's a hydro homie right there.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself, like Cody says, one of those taps. Like one of those jugs you can put in the fridge and then you get the faucet.
It's fun.
It's like you're at a hotel.
It is. It really is.
Hydrate, please. Hot today, hot all week, super hot tomorrow. July 13th, 2026, year of our Lord. Summer just flying by, Cody.
Yeah, it's going to be an ice cream week,
Make the most of it.
Speaking of that, when Shark Week? I keep forgetting to look up when Shark Week
is. Is this year's Shark Week theme like cavemen? Why are all the commercials cavemen?
Oh, I haven't even seen any commercials yet for it.
Yeah, they're running commercials.
Okay, the 26th. So we got a little
does
bit,
it show
weeks.
A theme? Am I supposed to know something?
Let me go to their website here.
All right. Well, you guys can find us always at theshow.fm. All of our links, all of our streams, all of our social media, right there. No real theme?
I'm looking at not
the promos are like cavemen.
It's just maybe
stuff.
Just the way they're
dinosaur sharks.
I mean, there are a couple like things about like old ones or whatever. So I mean, looks pretty good. They're all always the same. I always watch it. I love Shark Week.
Well, you had a good tie in there for me as you said it's going to be an ice cream week.
Yeah.
And I'm reading this article on
it is
examples of what's in quote, I'm an adult, no one can stop me purchase that you've made before. Ice cream for dinner is usually the number one or ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah.
Number one on that list. I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want.
Before I forget, just because I keep forgetting over and over again. Remember, a week ago, we talked about something that you would think that you have to be rich to get?
Yeah.
I had an example after that. I kept forgetting. Champagne. You don't have to be rich for
champagne.
No.
It's actually pretty affordable.
Yep. Yep.
You can just buy it from mimosas whenever you want. You don't need to be that rich to buy champagne.
Nope.
My latest, I'm an adult, no one can stop me purchase.
Okay.
Will be your Christmas gift this year. So I'm telling you that now. As I bought a retro handheld gaming thing.
Okay.
They're not expensive. It cost me $70 for everything.
Oh, nice, nice.
The only reason it's going to be your Christmas gift is you're not computer nerdy enough to do it. Because you got to kind of do some computery stuff to get the games on it.
Gotcha.
And you don't have those skills. No offense. You just don't.
Nope.
I don't think you even have a computer.
Do not.
But
I got Cocoa Puffs laptop.
You do got that laptop. There's no world where I could explain to you.
I don't know anything about all that.
You need to drag the ROMs, Cody, to this. So I'm just going to load it for you with all your favorite games. I started loading it this weekend, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be worth it.
Dude, it's already worth it.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun plane ride then.
I mean, I think it's illegal for me to steal all these games, whatever, but I don't care. The ROMs exist.
At some point,
I loaded
our lives,
NBA Jam into it.
We've
I loaded.
Paid for them eight times.
Yeah, we have. I've loaded Sega Genesis games that I loved. I was playing the Aladdin Sega Genesis game last night.
That game's so hard.
It's so good. It's so good. That'd if anyone's be fun. Been seeing ads for these things, they're so stupid fun. So it's going to make my trip go faster.
Just make sure you hide it from your kids.
They don't care about it.
Well, until they're on the plane.
Yo, what's that?
Yo, let me see that. Can I get that?
Yo, let me get that real quick.
Michael Jackson Moonwalker is going to be added. Absolutely inked.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah.
Add in like the stand-up games
or
whatever?
When I tell you this, you can add every game you've ever played.
That's cool.
And this is why I decided it's going to be your Christmas gift. It has probably 10 different wrestling games. It has WrestleFest, WrestleMania games, like all of the 80s WrestleMania games are on there.
Nice.
You can emulate every single game on there. So
that's pretty neat.
Start thinking of a list of what you want on your Christmas gift this year, because it is. It's the Anvernic one, Big Bang. Battletoads I'm going to load in there.
Oh, Battletoads.
You can do a thing where you load old Game Boy games and then change the color of the screen to be
really?
The Game Boy color.
Oh,
I'm going to bring it in
cool.
and show it to you.
That's neat.
So back to this list. What's your latest I'm an adult, no one can stop me purchase? Somebody said this a lot. Chocolate milk. You're like, I can just buy chocolate milk.
No,
I just buy chocolate milk.
I think I went right with the first one with ice cream.
Ice cream, right?
That's just kind of that, yeah. Anytime I want, if I want to, I don't care. I'll just eat ice cream.
This person said, when I was a kid, we only had sweet potatoes at Thanksgiving and gherkin pickles in the summer. So I thought that's when they were just available. Turns out I can buy sweet potatoes and gherkin pickles whenever I want.
You can have pickles any day that you wish.
This person said, it wasn't a purchase, but I was outside for a walk and I noticed a large tree branch and I thought, that's a perfect stick. I turned around and I picked it back
Damn
up
right.
and I brought that stick home.
Damn right.
I know you got your rocks. You don't got sticks, do you?
No,
do you sticks?
Sticks was easier for just the apartment for smaller ones because I did both at the house. I had the giant driftwood display where I was bringing home like 8-foot pieces of driftwood. They'd have to stick out of windows and stuff. Man,
good
it was
stick.
It was awesome.
Text line says, I'm 59-year-old still buying Hot Wheels. You're an adult. No one can stop you.
Yep.
You can do whatever you want.
Nope. If I see a fun little wrestling thing that I want, I absolutely
You're an adult.
Would get it. I don't care.
You don't stop you.
No. What am I going to do?
This one, vintage Barbie dolls. Hell yeah. I bet that's big for Lego sets right now. I bet a lot of us who are broke as kids are now like, I want to buy whatever Lego set I want.
Yep.
Yeah, Malphite right there. Legos.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Any video game you want.
Video games. This one, I bought a Costco kiddie pool for myself just to sit in. I make a cocktail, and I just hang out in my kiddie pool.
Nope. That
I'm an adult. No one can stop me.
That was the best when I had that little kiddie pools.
And you just float around in it?
It was so perfect because it was a room for just one floaty.
Mm-hmm.
You just float. It was like you're in a pool.
Oh, this thing. This thing is very much you. I had a life-altering moment when I realized I could buy birthday cake whenever I wanted.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be your or somebody else's birthday.
Nope.
They are available.
You just want to get a slice of cake or something?
Is that a newer thing? I know you could always buy cakes, but now you just buy slices.
I think it's, yeah, because it's it.
All the other places, but Walmart. All the slices, dude.
Yes.
I get that. It's dangerous.
I get that rainbow one on the rag. That's a good cake.
The Tops that I stop at.
Yep, they've got them.
Not only that, dude. This is another, I'm an adult. A lot of my life is, I'm just going to do what I want because I'm an immature child. The Tops Bakery Department, shout out that crew. They're a good crew. Just cups of cookie dough bites.
Yep.
Just right in the cold. And I'm walking by, and they have like brownie bites and stuff. I was like, what is this?
The cannoli dip.
Yeah, it's just there.
Yeah, they do a lot of good treats.
If I want it, I eat it.
Yep.
If I want it, I eat it. What are some of the things you guys are saying? Jimmy says bagel bites. I can have pizza anytime. You're damn right you can.
Hey.
Damn right you can.
When pizza's on a bagel?
Mm-hmm.
You can have pizza anytime.
Yeah. Jojo, I have to remind my husband that we are adults and we can have ice cream for dinner anytime we want. You absolutely can.
Sometimes it's just too hot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too hot.
People buying silly instruments. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're an adult. Do you want to buy an instrument? Go buy an instrument. Me, right here.
Vibra slap.
I got all of them. Want this one? Little vibra slap? Do I need this? No.
Well,
yeah,
well,
but I own it.
Hold on now. Yes.
But I own it.
You do need it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a good one. I'm an adult. I bought a diamond membership to the Six Flags near me. I can go whenever I want. I can eat meals there whenever I want. It's so good. Best summers ever.
No, that
same
is.
Same with your Channel 4 right? pass.
Yeah, no, but that diamond one, though, he can like go and get like tendies and stuff.
Yeah, it says they give him two meals and a treat every day.
Yep.
Anytime he's in at Six Flags.
That's, hell yeah. That's the move right
hell
there.
Hell yeah. What are some of the things coming in?
Go to Channel 4. Let's see.
I drove 8 hours for a specific cheeseburger once. Hell yeah, you did. I recently had a s'mores cake slice for breakfast.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Damn right.
Grass squash. Some nights are potato chip dinner night. Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, you eat a bunch of tater chips and you go, oh, whoops.
Yeah, Cousin Jay's the ultimate. I'm an adult. No one can stop me.
He's
bought flamethrowers, margarita towers, electric squirt guns.
His backyard's a literal playground of wonder.
It is. It really, really is. My culture is not your costume. Pitbull, as he set the world for the largest gathering of bald caps.
Oh,
my baldness is not your costume. You don't do bald face.
Duh.
You doing bald face?
Duh. I don't know any other Pitbull stuff. I mean, you gonna file suit?
I'm a fireball.
As one top CNY bald?
As a top CNY bald. I really, I'll need to meet with the committee. It'll be me. It'll be Fran Brown, it'll be Gomez. What are the top CNY balds?
Was James Boheim on that? I can't remember.
I think he was thinning. I don't think he was bald, though.
Nah, he's bald. Bam's bald.
So bald. I'll get together with the top CNY balds today and discuss this atrocity.
Okay.
As Pitbull and his fans set a Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people in bald caps on Friday over in London, 22,141 people. My culture's not your costume.
Hey, now.
He said, quote, it's a blessing and an honor to see all the baldies.
I like it. It's funny. But that's it, though? Only 20,000?
I mean, if you give one out to every single person in the...
Yeah, I thought it would be like 50,000 or something. But even that's probably really hard to get 50,000 bald caps.
Can we get those Amazon over here, please?
I need a whole Mack truck full of bald caps.
The other world record that was broken, and I have audio because I guess these news anchors, I didn't hear this clip yet. I'll hear it first with you. There was a man who broke the world record for walking with a balloon between his knees.
Okay.
Sam Farber.
How far did he go?
I'll find out. I want to hear this clip.
25-year-old Sam Farber tried to break a Guinness World Record for the fastest 10-meter walk while holding a balloon between his knees. The current record is 3.91 seconds. Farber did beat the record coming in 3.5 seconds.
I feel like somebody in this building could probably give him a run.
Tonight.
TV anchors are just weird.
What? So he's saying one of his colleagues is really good at holding a balloon between her legs.
Like they want to cut up, but they don't want to cut up, and they want to make each other laugh, but all
right. Like that right there, like that was the bluest they could work.
Okay, I got something I can show you.
Hey, let's all just relax now.
Speaking of balloons, want to see a gif? I got a gif for you.
Oh, God.
It is Syracuse Nationals week. You can get all the information at syracusenationals.com. Opening up on Thursday.
Get your cars all shined up.
But first, tonight, you've got a home run derby.
Yep.
I don't know all these players. You have to tell me about them. I know Kyle Schwarber.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Harper.
Yep.
Junior Caminero.
Yep. He's good. They're all the should be the kind of close to the league leaders. He's old school, if you will, Tampa Bay Devil Ray. Tampa.
Ben Rice, Yankees.
That's one of them Yankees.
Jock Caglione. Am I saying that right? Kansas City?
Yes, yes.
J.A.C. Caglione?
Yeah, there you go.
Willison Contreras from Boston.
Yep.
Jordan Walker from St. Louis.
Yeah, yep.
And then Munetaka Murakami.
From the White Sox, right?
Yes, Chicago White Sox.
It should be a pretty good derby, I would imagine. These guys all hit friggin' dingers. Did they put up the... Oh, no, that's from last year.
Yeah, so, you do.
The bracket.
I need to have Netflix, though, to watch it this year. Is that pissing off baseball fans?
Oh, is it on Netflix
only? It's on
only?
Netflix.
Oh, how am I going to do that?
It's only on Netflix. It's tonight.
What? Ugh, it's tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Monday, July 13th. Tonight's the home run derby.
So did they move Raw?
Oh.
Which is also, or is it just going to be on the same time? And you
I
have
don't
to pick.
No. What time is the home run derby versus that?
Probably 8 and 8. Yeah, 8 p.m.
Wow.
Because back in the day, if they were on, it's not the same network technically, because, you know, that's a whole streaming platform.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the day, they would get bumped for the dog show.
Netflix came in clutch for me over the weekend. I got to get rid of some of these subscription things I have.
Subscriptions.
But Netflix came in clutch for me over the weekend. Besides World Cup, wasn't anything really on this weekend? Did you watch anything?
No. Nope.
So they have...
Not a big TV weekend.
Netflix just, like, put up a bunch of newer stuff.
Oh, smart move.
But, like, old stuff that's new to that?
Yep, smart move.
Like, I had on, just as my background show, Legends of Hip Hop, where they talked about Fat Joe and Busta Rhymes. I just like learning about that stuff.
Okay.
But I watched two Old West movies this weekend.
Wow, look at you,
Friday,
cowboy.
I watched Old Henry.
Old Henry? Okay.
Which I won't spoil. It's got a pretty big spoiler at the end.
It's from the 70s, isn't it? Or
no,
60s?
Old Henry was Tim Blake Nelson from My Brother Where Art Thou. He plays Old Henry.
Oh, okay.
He's not really named Henry, and I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
But if you like a good shoot 'em up. And then I watched Harder They Fall, which was an Old West. Just like, I learned about this, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But like, in the late 1800s, freed slaves would make these like freedom towns. So they were Old West towns.
Okay.
But they were all black and all freed slaves.
Yeah.
And it's about these two, it was produced by Jay-Z of all people. And it's got great music. And it was these two gangs, kind of Old West gangs, fighting each other. I liked it. I had a couple good old-timey Old West movies this weekend. What'd you watch? Right. Anything fun?
No, it was not a lot of... it was just kind of, you know, whatever's on his background noises. Mm-hmm. He did whatever. A lot of going outside.
Yeah. Saturday
stuff.
Was packed with World Cup. A lot of World Cup stuff.
Yeah, that Saturday was... Yeah, it was all World Cup. That's for sure.
Twitch.tv/theshow, theshow.fm. What do you guys find in a stream in these summertime months? I know that my wife and kid are watching The Circle.
Okay.
Big Brother started. That's a big summertime show in my house. What are you guys watching? I have my headphones on. What are you angry about? They said you were angry in chat.
I was doing thrusting like I was in the mosh pit to the song.
Oh, gotcha.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
They were asking any ghost activities weekend. You weren't at Deb's, were you?
No. And I left the stuff here because I keep forgetting.
Debbie's haunted doobie den.
No, that just the one weird
the
night.
One night.
Crazy.
Well, and I know we've poo-pooed on Moana a lot. A lot of you have said that you went and you liked it. That's fine. It's just not for me. But it's weird to read the headline, Moana flops with $43 million opening weekend. Like, that used to be a good number.
Was it? I don't
$43 million in one weekend for a movie.
I don't really remember anymore because, I mean, back in the day, it was like, well, or even this one's like $200 million budget. So if that first weekend was only 43.
True. It did cost $250 million to make. So
yeah, I think they thought it was going to bring in a hell of a lot more. But, like, it's a live-action Moana.
They projected $140 million opening weekend. They fell very short of that.
No.
It's for the kids. It looks fine. It's for whoever likes it.
But
not
even
for me.
But even for it being for the kids, it looks dumb.
It still looks dumb. Even like a kid would say, "What? Why is The Rock got a wig on?"
Or how many kids would be like, "I just watched original Moana. Put on regular Moana."
Mm-hmm.
So no.
Minions and Monsters had 20 million over the weekend. Toy Story 5 still doing very well.
Oh, that's out.
And that Michael movie is still doing well. It's the first biopic
to
cross $1 billion.
So
it made over $1 billion.
Kid's going to win a damn Oscar.
But then, he can't go and be another role, can he? Because now he's Michael Jackson?
What if he's not Michael Jackson?
But he looks like Michael Jackson. He's related to Michael Jackson.
But no. Now you write other roles for Michael Jackson.
Katie, I know. I don't have a reason. She goes, "I don't understand why you're so obsessed with The Rock wearing a wig."
Nah,
wigs
we don't
all
like,
time.
Nah,
I wear wigs all the time.
We don't like it.
It's just Rock
this
in
one
that
is not,
wig. It's that specific combo, Katie.
I think it's because you look at what the character is in a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And you see he's got big, big, thick, flowing hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can just picture The Rock being like, "The Rock doesn't wear big flowing wigs. You give The Rock a wig that is a fit for a Fabio." Because that's what it looks like. It
and
just
when we
looks
read
like,
that one part of his contract where he can never lose a fight in a movie.
Can't lose fights.
That
his hair
makes
has to look
it
nice
even
and pretty.
More hilarious.
Yeah.
He is. He's representing his heritage. I get it. I see it.
Oh, it doesn't
I just
look
can't get past
so much like
Rock being a cartoon character. But now I don't need to worry about it because it's going to go away. It'll be in Disney Plus extremely fast.
There ain't too many actors falling off faster than The Rock.
The film, going back to Michael, the biopic, has earned, it's a bunch of numbers, but it's surpassed $1 billion. First biopic to ever surpass $1 billion. I really enjoyed it. It stars the real-life nephew of Michael Jackson, Jafar Jackson. It beats out Bohemian Rhapsody, which made $911 million, Oppenheimer, which made $975 million, and Straight Outta Compton. They didn't give me a number for that.
Okay.
I liked all of those movies as well. Michael was good. Michael was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm sure I won't see it. I got no
you
reason
won't.
To.
You won't. It's not. There's a list of shows that you got to watch you haven't watched yet, so.
Yeah. No, that one's not going to make it up the list very high at all.
As long as you've got wrestling to watch and all your sports, you ain't going to.
Man, we're very busy.
You ain't sliding new shows in.
Sorry.
Other side of this, we'll get ready to roll into your 90s and 9, and we could do a home run derby, but they're so fast. They're over so fast.
Pardon me. It's completely up to you. Do that.
Is there football
do
today, soccer?
No, just tomorrow and Wednesday, and then
try to
Saturday
queue up
Sunday.
A home run derby. We can do a home run derby. We haven't done one in so long.
We can each be a couple players if you want.
All right.
Instead of just the one-on-one, be like,
pick the players who are going to do it tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Don't seem so enthused. All right.
No, I like home run derbies. I like home run derbies.
So we will do a home run derby. Haven't done one of these in a while, but why not?
I have not yet played this.
I don't think we fired up this game at all. Mm-hmm. 2026 MLB. So we'll play that.
Have not, dude.
For your gaming stream, theshow.fm or twitch.tv/theshow if you want to watch the gaming stream.
Oh, cool, bro.
Driven by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. All right. I don't know how I'll put a bet up. I don't know how we're going to figure this out, but just jump in there.
Like two motorcycles with a little house
come
in the middle?
Come on.
You got those?
The motorcycle, two
little houses in the middle.
Radio World, you get the 90s at 9, kicking off with some refreshments.
Down, do you want to go? And we could talk it out over a cup of Joe, and you could look deep into my eyes like I was a supermodel.